Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings, Hotep. Welcome to another day in the Care to Read Room, and welcome to the Poetry Slam. This is going to be louder than a bomb. So for you poetry addicts and you spoken word critics, bring your poetry in this room. You can recite your poetry right in this room. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you right up front that yesterday was a blast from the past. And if you're not scared, you'll bring your poetry into the room so we can have our execution of slamming the poetry louder than a bomb. Now, how about those poems yesterday that were read yesterday? They were apropos, I would suspect, because they were for adults. Now, we are looking for adult viewing only today. This is not for the children. So, moms, you may want to put your kids to bed because this evening we are doing poetry for adults. Now, how are the children doing, Mom? Are you getting the Christmas shopping done? Are you buying the Kwanzaa gifts and letting them make their Zawatis? That's right. You want them to make their zawatis because they don't have to go out and spend money. You can let them make those zawatis. Now, I know I have. You can go out and you can buy coupons. You can buy discount, $5 off coupons so you can give those as gifts. What I would recommend that you go and purchase some of those things in advance so that you will have enough of them to pass around and put in a little envelope and give out gifts that are appropriate, things that they need on a day-to-day basis. Don't buy a whole bunch of stuff that you just want to take back at the end of Christmas and just go into the counter and throw it all on the counter and say, hey, my kid broke this. He doesn't want it anymore. And then you're at the counter arguing all day trying to get something taken back. I would suggest, mothers, that you only buy the things that are necessary, educational things that they can use over and over again and that they can benefit from. Now, you don't want to go spending your money on a whole bunch of stuff you don't need. And I'm telling you, because I've been there before, Mom. You know, I wanted to make my son's Christmas Day the best day in the world. So we put up all the trimmings and got the biggest tree we could find and bought so many gifts to put under there just for him to make him feel special. Now, let me tell you how special he felt. He felt cheated. He kept telling me, he said, look, if you guys keep having my birthday on Christmas, then I end up getting Christmas gifts on the same day of my birthday. I am going to be very upset with you guys, so you're going to have to do something better than that. Now, I'm telling you, Mom, you definitely got to do something better than that because these children do not want, they don't want to hear about giving them the same gift. So you got to do something different. Okay? You got to go out and have their birthday 3 or 4 days before Christmas. We have a lot of Christmas people in our family. Christmas Eve, Christmas, two other people on Christmas Day. And they all felt cheated. So why not give them a Kwanzaa party like I'm going to do? And that way we'll take care of Kwanzaa and the party at the same time. And then we can just look right over Christmas because by then he has already celebrated Kwanzaa. He just looks at the tree and smiles. We even got a Kwanzaa baby up in the tree, his first Kwanzaa Christmas. Kwanzaa is what's really important, ladies and gentlemen. Not necessarily Christmas, but for those of you who are creatures of habit. I know you got to have it because I do. I love the decoration and the festivity. I love the tinsel foil. I love inviting people over. And boy, am I a kid when it comes to Christmas. So you can't beat me at Christmas. So why would I want to give that away? Now, there's some brothers and sisters out there having discussions about should African-Americans celebrate Christmas. Why, we made Christmas. We're the ones that put it on the map. We're the ones that purchased the most stuff. Now, I want to tell you one thing. Don't have to stop celebrating Christmas, but you got to have some sense. You can't go out and buy all that stuff anymore. That's what the problem is. We are marketing everybody else's stuff but ours. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, and if we have a celebration where we kick it up, we buy garments and clothes, then you're making some other merchant rich that's African American by buying those merchants' clothes so that we can wear the garments and the costumes during the celebration. And you keep up with the costumes and go to stores and purchase things from merchants that are making African garments. It's very important that you understand you have to do a budget. You may even want to buy your own fabric and let them make the clothes for you. Don't just go into the internet and say, bless me now, Lord, I'm finna go shop and blow up my credit cards. You gotta stop doing that because these credit cards will come back to hunt you. You don't wanna use them. And don't let anybody tell you you can build your credit that way. You don't wanna use them. Pay cash for whatever you get. If you wanna start building your credit, take out a lot of credit for those big items you have to buy, not for things like clothes, because you never stop shopping and you're always looking for something. So I want to welcome you to Louder Than a Bob. It's on tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have a shorter show than normal before. I have a few things that I have to tend to before our celebration tomorrow, and I have to get them out of the way so we can be clear and free to start our show. Now, tomorrow we are going to feature our show right here in my living room with all of my guests, so we're going to have them call in, and you can be able to talk to them. We're working on right now trying to see if we can do any type of streaming so you can see us live while we have a good time party and here at the Garth residence. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want you to understand I'm having some technical difficulty, so you know how we do it old-fashioned style. We work with that thing right there at the radio component. We don't worry about if we can't get in there, they got a little virus or something. We get around that and over it, too. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for our music that we are kicking off here in this room. And we would like to entertain you with some poetry tonight. I'm going to do a couple of poems and invite those people to come back tomorrow to do their poetry because our system won't let us bring them in. But that's okay. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to get into our poetry. This is our second night, Louder Than a Bomb. And tonight we have for you some original pieces. You guessed it, from your only. That's right. I'm going to have to give it to you and make it louder than a bomb. All right. We're having a good time here in the Care to Read room. It's time to kick back and relax. And you know how I feel about sabbatical. You must take it every once in a while. This poem is entitled Second Touch. Though my vision appears to have been blurred, and I can't seem to remember your final words, please be patient with me today and shine your light in my life, I pray. I'm asking you for a minute of your time to guide me so I won't be blind. Help me so that I can get through these lines. I know this thing will pass with time. I want a second touch for a clearer vision, just a second touch for a clearer vision. I hope this is not asking too much, just for a second touch. Breathe on me, Lord, once again, and help me to remember way back when. You first molded me in your hands like clay, as if I were child's play. Remember when you renewed a right spirit in me, Lord, and gave me a kindred lifeline for others to see. I want a second touch for a clearer vision, just a second touch for a clearer vision. And if there are obstacles still standing in my way, please remove these barriers, I pray. I want a second touch just for a clearer vision, just a second touch for a clearer vision. This is a poem that came from the collection Journey of the Class Agent. Now, this poem that I'm reading now is coming from the new collection called License to Preach, entitled My Sister Died. My sister died, clutching her heart and screaming. Clutching her heart and screaming. I know to some of y'all it might be seeming, just why was this woman kicking and screaming? Was it because her death was an untimely one? Did she leave before her life was done? Or was her life lived in vain? Or was it because those children went so damn insane? It sure wasn't because they were lazy. Those children just went damn crazy. They must have went crazy somewhere in between the years. I know my sister shed many a tears, because I watched those children from the time they were reared. Could it be the way that society forces you to be steered? I'm sure that my sister prayed for them before she passed. That couldn't have been the reason why her life didn't last. One of her daughters ran off from her husband, leaving all four children behind crying. One of their daughters set to flame on account of being caught up in the heat of the game. She was caught up in the game of snitching, living her life dodging and ditching. I'm sure if her mama were here, she'd be bitching, saying, just why was that girl snitching? Some say she did the Judas. Others said her death was one of the Crudas. Two of her sons joined in the chain gang of the penitentiary. Who would have ever thought that they end up in there eventually? Now they will never have a chance to be free maybe even to sail across the ocean sea. Her baby boy is looking for love in all the wrong places, changing beds and looking into different faces. It appears he's been growing up too fast. I certainly hope this phase doesn't last. My sister died, clutching her heart and screaming, clutching her heart and screaming. I noticed some that it might be seeming, just why was this woman kicking and screaming? Nevertheless, I'm still looking back into the past, wondering just why my sister's life didn't last. Was it because I wasn't there? It darn sure wasn't because I didn't care. Could it be because I missed her funeral and the family gathering too? Just tell me what I was supposed to do when the military's life got its grip on you and civilian refused to see your point of view. Why, I would have given almost anything for a day in the spring just to be there to sing, or possibly to have given her children advice. Maybe that might have saved her life. The next poem is entitled Something in a Name. I was born around water with my ancestors surrounding me. They call me Ominka Seven, Lady Jaguar Throne. Why, my very name, it explains the reason why I was proclaimed as Ominka Seven, Lady Jaguar Throne. 'Cause I got 10,000 angels around my home, predestined from my birth. Before I even came to this earth, I was born around water with my ancestors surrounding me. They call me Ominka Seven, Lady Jaguar Throne. It was Chief Metahochi who first spoke my name, divined over me with fortune and fame. And Adiini, he would be my teacher. He taught me the meaning of being a real preacher. And Evie Lola, I had thought I told her that she would be my friend until the very end. And I'm going to walk with this lady through thick and thin, because I know just where she's been. Over time in her life she's going to win. She's been a mother to Tree Tree and them, and classified herself as a genuine gem. Uncle Manny, too. Why? What's a mother supposed to do when you've got your children depending on you and you've got to step in and live their life, too? It's time you can be overburdened in life when there is never anyone to give you advice. I was born around water with my ancestors surrounding me. They call me Ominka Seven, Lady Jaguar Throne, because I got 10,000 angels around my home. Why, it sounds so simple and so plain just to hear them calling my name. It's just the sound of the old rat-a-tat-tat of the ancestors trying to call me right back, calling me back to the underworld spirit. Oh, I wonder if you can hear it. Can you hear it? When you hear them, don't fear them. Just pull the veil back and revere them. Even though the righteous woman may fall 7 times, she'll rise again and again and above all her sins. But calamity will fall upon the unrighteous man for the deeds he's done and for not taking a stand. And just living my life before it's been rehearsed. I'm just living my life before it's been rehearsed. Pardon me while I sing this second verse. I was born around water with my ancestors surrounding me. They call me Ominka Seven, Lady Jaguar Throne, 'cause I got 10,000 angels around my throne just waiting to take me home where I belong. Don't you go laughing and until you're ready to go back to class to learn a few things about your past. It's been over 400 years since the moving of the middle mass, and I'm not talking about the underclass. They told our ancestors that they were going to take them on a little trip, so they all boarded on that great big old ship. Here we are still today in captivity. I wonder, will we ever gain our liberty? Now, I'm teaching you the golden rule. You have to obtain more than just school. Even though they may have given you that slave name, you don't really have to proclaim it as your fame. Even if all the same, you better think about taking back your original name. I do suppose you better get hip. Why, you don't want to wind up on the wrong ship. It would really be a shame if you never found out what was really in a name. That's why I took this name, and I'm telling you to do the same. Let me do some explaining before you folks start complaining. This is why I'm singing and proclaiming that there's really something in a name, which is what I've been trying to explain. And I will forevermore proclaim that there is something in a name. Something in a name. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for boarding this trip with us as we do Louder Than Above. Now, as I told you earlier, we are going to come back on tomorrow and do it up for you. But because we have an event planned for tomorrow, today's time will be cut short here in the room. And I want you to understand why. I love you, and we still will come back here throwing the poetry down louder than a bomb. So let's get ready so we can get up and get out of here. Thank you for joining me today. Oh, Davo.
Glory, 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 glory
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you've heard it. It's been louder than a bomb in this room. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here in the room, the Care to Read room. Bring your poetry with you. We hope to have that virus taken care of so we can slam it down louder than a bomb. I'll see you tomorrow. Be ready for the Kwanzaa party. It's happening here in the Care to Read room, and we'd like to see you tomorrow. Now, get that poetry out because we want you to come in this room slamming it louder than a bomb. As we leave out of the room, we wish you blessings this evening and hope you can join us for the Kwanzaa show tomorrow. We're going to have lots of fun and lots of friends coming out to participate, storytelling, drumming, and we have a relationship counselor who will be on staff tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow. We'd like to say, oh, devil. Tomorrow at 5:30, bright and early. Oh, double, Baba Booey to you, y'all.